John chapter number 10. I know this, boy, it so encourages me when the Lord reminds us He's got all these things under control. The world may look like it's falling apart, but things are falling into place. Jesus is coming soon. But I know this, I'm so encouraged tonight because I have seen too many times the Lord help us when we need it most. There's been times when, man, I could have picked up a phone and called somebody, but the Lord wouldn't let me. And I'll just find myself in my little study at my little altar, and I'll tell the Lord exactly how I feel. And then sure enough, before too long has run by, God gives us exactly what we need. And boy, He is a good Savior tonight. John 10, and I appreciate how the Lord has so orchestrated tonight. I had something different on my heart, and then we pulled into the church parking lot tonight. And I feel like I sensed the Lord lead my heart in a different way. So I'll give you this quickly tonight, and then you pray for me and Brother Chicken. We'll be, yes, I said Brother Chicken, that is correct. We'll be headed back up the mountain. I need to go see a little pregnant lady, and I can't wait to see Jessica. I haven't seen her since 6 o'clock this morning, and I can't wait to get back to see her. And so we'll be cutting up Interstate 40, so if you're in the left lane, move to the middle, and we'll just ask the Lord to forgive us. Somebody say amen. John chapter 10, you stand with me tonight for the reading of God's Word. Look at me in verse number 7. Verse number 7, the Bible says, "Then said Jesus unto them again, Verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. The thief cometh not, but for to steal, and to kill, and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly." Verse number 11 will be our text tonight. I am the what? The good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth his life for the sheep. But he that is an hireling and not the shepherd whose own the sheep are not, seeth the wolf coming and leaveth the sheep and fleeth. And the wolf catcheth them and scattereth the sheep. The hireling fleeth because he is an hireling and careth not for the sheep. Verse 14, we are reminded again, I am the good shepherd and know my sheep and am known of mine. As the Father knoweth me, even so know I the Father. And I lay down my life for the sheep. Tonight, with the Lord's help, I want to use these couple of quick verses, and I want to preach to you on this thought, the good shepherd. I want to preach on the good shepherd tonight. Brother Chicken, lift your voice, pray for us again. Help us, Lord, tonight. Yes, Lord. Amen. You may be seated tonight. We find ourselves in John chapter number 10, and we're quickly jumping into the Scripture on this man by the name of the Good Shepherd. Now I know this, that you read it and it almost seems like a contradictory at first when Jesus says that I am the door of the sheep. But then He also says that He is the Good Shepherd. How can a man be the door of the sheep but also be the Good Shepherd? Well, I began to study that out, and here's what they would do in those days. What they would do in those days is they did not have barns like we do now, but they would have pavilions, if you will. They would have shelters, and there would be one way to get in and one way to get out. But they did not have a door that would close those sheep in. So here's what that shepherd would do for his sheep. As he would herd all of his sheep into that structure, into that shelter, he would lay across the opening of that structure, that shelter, if you will. In other words, you could not get to where the sheep were unless you went through the shepherd. In other words, you could not get out as a sheep from where you were unless you went through the shepherd. What are you saying tonight, Brother Joe? I am so thankful that the same way I got in is the same way that I cannot get out. I did not do anything to earn my salvation. I just walked through the door of salvation. And Jesus kindly let me into the fold. He kindly let me into the flock of God. And I cannot get out because He has sealed the door. There is no way out for those of us who are children of God. You say, Brother Joe, that's encouraging because I can live however I want to. No, that is not what that means. That is just encouraging to know that in my lowest state, in my sin-filled state, God still loves me and I am sealed until the day of redemption. I'm thankful for the door. So it is not a contradiction, but rather they complement each other. We know Jesus is the good shepherd, but in our Bible, He is also called the great shepherd. He is also called the chief shepherd. Here's what I'm saying tonight. Whatever you need, that's exactly what He is. Whether you need, my God, I feel like preaching. Whether you need the tender, loving care of the good shepherd, that's exactly what He is. Whether you need the authority of the chief shepherd, that's exactly what He is. Or whether you need the strength of the great shepherd tonight, that's exactly what He is. Maybe you need some love tonight. Why don't you cuddle on up to the good shepherd of God? Maybe you need some encouragement tonight. Why don't you find yourself around the chief shepherd and hear His authority that He can give? Maybe you need some protection tonight from the wiles of the enemy. You just tell your great shepherd, the wolf has been bothering me, the devil has been coming after me, and you just watch what your shepherd can do tonight. But tonight I don't want to preach on how He's the chief shepherd, though He is. I don't even want to preach on how He's the great shepherd, though He is. I want to preach on how He is the good shepherd. Tonight I want to notice three things quickly. I'll load these up, blow them out, then we'll go to the house. Somebody say amen. I want you to notice three types of love I see in John 10. Notice first off, it is a sacrificial love. A love that paid the price. Verse number 11, I am the good shepherd. And the good shepherd, what? Giveth His life for the sheep. I want you to notice the proof of His love. The proof of His love. Well, Brother Joe, what's the proof of His love? Well, the Bible says, what does He do? He giveth. You want to know why I can stand before you tonight and say that there is proof that God loves sinners? There is proof that God loves His people because He's already proved it. 2,000 years ago, on a bloody skull-shaped hill called Mount Calvary, they hung the Son of God high and they stretched the Son of God wide. And the Bible says, He who knew no sin became sin for us that we might be made known the righteousness of God in Him. But God commended this love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. I'm not wondering if I'm loved tonight. I've got proof that I'm loved because He giveth His life for the sheep. The Old Testament sheep died for the shepherd, but in the New Testament, shepherd died for the sheep. Did you hear what I said tonight? In Leviticus, the law would require a sheep to die so that we might have fellowship with God. But thanks be unto God, the good shepherd became the Lamb of God. He became the sacrifice on that cross-shaped altar that day. And we got access to the throne room of grace because of the proof of His love. Amen. Not only the proof, but then notice the price of His love. What did He give? He giveth His what? Life. In other words, He didn't hold anything back when He proved how much He loved us. Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for a friend. Want to know why I'm called a friend of God tonight? Because His Son laid His life down for me. That is good news to some people that used to be the enemies of God. I am a friend of God tonight. Because He gave His life for me. He did not die as a martyr, but killed by men. But rather, He died as a substitute, willingly. That's the price of His love. But then notice the purpose of His love. Verse number 11 again. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd giveth His life for the who? Now we see the purpose of His love. In other words, He didn't just die to die, but he died for a purpose. You're looking at that purpose tonight. I can't exactly say that this is how it worked, but it's how it worked. 2,000 years ago when he was on the cross, I was on his mind. For no other reason, as the song sings, did Jesus come. For no other reason did the Father send His precious Son. I was the reason tonight. I was the reason. I was the purpose of His love. I was the purpose of the cross. I was the purpose of His sacrifice. Boy, that encourages me tonight, because His sacrificial love was on purpose and for a purpose, and I was the purpose. Thanks be unto God tonight. It was a sacrificial love. But not only is it a sacrificial love, it's also a steadfast love. Look at me, verse number 12. But he that is an hireling, not the shepherd who's on the sheep or not, seeth the wolf coming and leaveth the sheep and fleeth, and the wolf catcheth them and scattereth the sheep. The hireling fleeth because he is an hireling and careth not for the sheep. I want you to notice first off the contrast of this love. The contrast of this love. What does the Bible say? The hireling, what does they do? What does he do? He fleeth. In other words, as soon as times get tough, that's when the hireling takes off. Can I say this tonight? I have found this. That in my lowest, hardest seasons is when I sense God the most. In my darkest hours is when I feel like God is the closest. But I know this, so many people seek that protection. They seek that love, and they are fooled by their father, the devil. And as soon as times get tough, they are left out to dry because of the hireling. Real love is known in hard seasons. And I would say this tonight, hirelings only stay when it benefits them. What are you saying tonight, Brother Joe? I'm saying this. Do you realize when God saved you, He benefited nothing? You are not God's gift to God. He benefited no way when He saved you. But He saved us because He loved us. The hireling only stays around when they can benefit. But the good shepherd says, you show me where that wolf is. You show me the accuser. You show me where he is and I'll stay around. Notice the contrast of his love. But then notice the courage of his love. He says, I lay down my life for the sheep. And isn't it amazing that over and over he reiterates this thought that he will give what nobody else is willing to give because he loves us that much. Courage of his love. He does not run from adversity, but rather he conquers it tonight. He is the good shepherd. But then I want you to notice something that I have never realized before. Look at me, verse number 14. Read with me out loud these first couple of words. I am... Don't miss this. What's the first two words of verse 14? I am. Man, it was like 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock in the morning, the other morning when the Lord showed me this for the first time. I want you to notice not only the courage of His love and the contrast of His love, but now I want you to notice the consistency of His love. The consistency of His love. What are the first two words of verse 14? Can I ask you something? If you were to open your Bible and read John 10 and verse number 14 tomorrow, what would those first two words be? I know this is shallow preaching, but it's good shouting ground. How is the shepherd's love consistent? Because it does not matter whenever you read it. Those first two words do not change. Amen. You hear me tonight? I feel like I'm on a pretty good mountaintop right now. We're coming off the back week of camp, Brother Chicken. I am tired. I'm probably going to sleep till about 2 o'clock tomorrow. Don't you judge me. I got up at 4 o'clock this morning to come to church. Don't you judge me. Aunt Sherry, don't call me before lunchtime. Feel like I'm on a pretty good spiritual high. We had 315 teenagers on the mountain. We saw 20-somethings give their life to Christ. Man, it's been a great week. Amen. But I know this. My world could change tomorrow. But that verse does not change. He's consistent when we're on the mountain. I am the good shepherd. But He's also consistent when we're in the valley. I am the good shepherd. I don't know who needs this tonight, but I know this. You can read that verse 5 years from now and guess what it'll still say? I am the good shepherd. You want to know how consistent He is, Brother Mike? He was the good shepherd when it was written down because it said, I am the good shepherd in that moment. But here I stand before you, whatever day it is in June of 2026, Jesus still says, I am the good shepherd. He does not change. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. That is a check that is guaranteed. I am the good shepherd. You hear me tonight? There is no greater encouragement to the child of God to know that He is the I am, that He is the I am, that He is the I am. He will always be the I am. In other words, there's never a time when you can need Him when He won't be able to meet your needs. There will never be a time when you need something from Him that He cannot help you. He is the good shepherd, and He's consistent in His good shepherding. I am the good shepherd. You remember when Moses was walking in the wilderness, there's a bush that's burning, but it ain't consumed. The Bible says the bush calls to Moses and he says, Moses, Moses, take your shoes off, for the place where you stand is holy ground. And that's when God begins to deal with Moses about going to Egypt and demanding Pharaoh, let my people go. And Moses says, but what will I say to them? And he says, tell them that I am sent you. Remember when the disciples are in the ship being tossed by the storm, the waves, and the sea. And the Bible says in the fourth watch of the night, Jesus comes walking on the midst of the sea. And He says, be of good courage, it is I. Be not afraid. You know what the Greek it is I translates to? Be of good courage, I am. Boys, don't be afraid, I am. Just like I was. You want to know what some of us need to realize tonight? Boy, what a God that is worthy of serving. Because every day we wake up, He is in that moment. He is still the Savior of all the world. He is still the shepherd of His sheep. He is still the advocate of His children. He still is all-powerful. He still is all-knowing. He still is omnipotent. He still is omnipresent. Exactly what you need tonight. That's just what He is. I am. As Stevie said it, signed, sealed, delivered. I am. And He will not change. Aren't you thankful tonight you serve a consistent shepherd? He is consistently good. That's the sacrificial love, the steadfast love. But then notice lastly, His shepherding love. The love that stays close. Notice the recognition of His love. What does your Bible say in verse number 14? I am the good shepherd and what? Know my sheep. Boy, I don't think we quite got that. Because if we just got what I just read, we'd shout for the next 2 weeks. I am the good shepherd and know my sheep. Aren't you thankful tonight? He recognizes who we are. Don't you get me wrong. I feel like shouting for a little while because I don't just know Him, but He knows me. Boy, we'd be in a tough place tonight if we only knew Him. But thanks be unto God, we don't only just know Him. He also knows me. He knows us by our name. Matter of fact, He knows our frame. He knows the very number of hairs on your head. He knows His sheep. Guess what that means? If He knows you, He knows your tendencies. He knows your downfalls. He knows your mistakes. He knows your failures. I know this is simple tonight, but boy, it encourages me. I'm recognized. Brother Mike, don't you ever think He don't know where we are. He recognizes what we are going through. Don't you ever think that you're living this life on your own. He recognizes what His sheep need. Sometimes sheep need protection, but sometimes sheep need provision. Sometimes sheep need correction. Boy, can I be honest, I've been in all the above. I've needed every aspect of the Good Shepherd. You know what I found out? He is the Good Shepherd. I'm recognized tonight by Him. He knows His sheep. Not only the recognition of His love, but then notice the reciprocation of His love. I know my sheep, and what's the next word say? Am known of mine. You know what encourages me tonight? He knows me and I know Him. One person feels like that tonight, praise God. Brother Brian, maybe me and you just go out in the parking lot and shout a little while. I say hallelujah to God. He knows me and I know Him. There is no greater news that I could ever be told. There is nothing that ever can make me happier than to know that He knows me and that I know Him. I have access to all the power in the world because I know Him. Do you believe that tonight? Have you ever noticed? I studied this out for a little bit, and this ain't even in my notes. A lot of this ain't even in my notes. I just wrote a couple of things down. But they say that an earthquake is like 100 times the strength and the movement of an atomic bomb. They say at the center of a volcano, Brother Mike, that it's like 500 times hotter than the heat of which an atomic bomb can produce. And as magnificent as those things are, and as monumental as it would have been for God to say, my power is declared in the earthquake and my power is declared in the volcano. That's not what He said. He said the power of God is to them that perish foolishness, but to those that of us that are saved, the gospel is the power of God. You want to know the most powerful weapon in this world? It ain't the red button on our president's desk. The most powerful button sure ain't in Russia. They a paper tiger. Can I say something? You study this tonight. They about to get out of hibernation because they're going bankrupt. And according to our Bible, that bear has to get out of hibernation before Jesus can come. Whoop! Hallelujah goes right there. He could step out tonight. That'd be encouraging to me. I wouldn't have to drive home. And as much as I love them B-2 bombers that drop them bunker-busting bombs, man, Brother Daniel Buchanan eats them up. As much as I love them, that ain't the power of God. The power, the most powerful thing on this side of heaven is the gospel that we carry. In other words, we are recognized, but we also reciprocate God's love. Then notice lastly, the reflection of His love. The reflection of His love. What does it say? I believe it's verse number 14. He says, as I'm known by the Father, so know I. In other words, here's what He means. The same way that my Father treats me is the same way I treat my sheep. The same way my Father loves me is the exact same way that I love my sheep. Miss Joy, will you come play something softly tonight? I told you I was going to be quick. The exact same way God feels about Jesus is the exact same way Jesus feels about us. So can I stop right here for a moment and say this? What could we not do if we really understood the level of love our shepherd has for us? You want to know what I've learned? I still can't comprehend that kind of love. But I know this. It's a love that I can't explain. And so it is not a burden to get to have to serve God. It's a blessing to get to. Now you hear me tonight. My whole world could fall apart tomorrow, and I pray it doesn't. Everything that I've got could be gone in a moment. And I pray that it doesn't have to get to that point. But if I were to lose every dollar to my name, He'd still be good. If I were to lose every meeting that I've got for the rest of this year, He'd still be good. I don't seek those things at all. But He is a good God. And here's what I've learned. The more that I serve Him, the more that I love Him. And the more that I love Him, the more love He bestows upon me. This is how it works with God. The higher you go, the higher He goes. And He'll never let you one-up Him. Brother Joe, this is such a simple message. Praise God. The fact that our shepherd loves us, I'm glad it ain't like the 12 major doctrines of the Catholic Church. I'm glad it's simple. He loves His sheep. Maybe you're here tonight. The lies of the wolf, the accuser of the brethren. Maybe the growls have been real loud. Maybe you're here tonight and you've got a need. Maybe it's financially. Maybe it's spiritually. Maybe it's mentally. Maybe it's physically. I know this. The same way God loves Jesus, the same way Jesus loves me. And what has God not given His Son? Anything His Son asks for, God gives to. What are you saying tonight, Brother Joe? I'm saying this. You're loved. You're loved. You want to know why? It is the joy of my life. We were at youth camp this week, and there was this boy there, and because a little bit of my story and what I preached last year at the youth camp, he met me in a bus this week, me, him, and his youth pastor. And Brother Money, he told me, he said, Brother Joe, he said, I've been having suicidal thoughts. He said, I have hugged the barrel of a rifle in a tree stand. And thought that if I just pulled the trigger, nobody would even miss me. And I sat there that day, and I talked with him. Me and his youth pastor prayed over him. I think that was Wednesday. But then Friday night, the last night of our youth camp, the service was different. Man, it was sweet. Brother Kelly, he went down to the altar and he was broken. He was weeping. And I went up there and I crawled on my belly next to his ear. And I called his name and I said, tell him how you feel. Brother Brian, I heard a young man, teenager, that should never have to deal with these thoughts, tell the Lord exactly how he felt. And he's weeping. I said, all right now, buddy, listen real good, because he's about to tell you how he feels. Now, I can't explain this, and I'm not being spooky, but you won't dare. I crawled up real close to him, and I put my head, my cheek on his cheek, and I felt his tears running down my face. He said something like, "I love you too, Lord." I felt the sweet arms of the Holy Ghost wrap around him. And I heard that boy just begin to tell God how much God meant to him. Because of God was telling that boy how much he meant to him. He texted me early this morning. Sent me some pictures. Sent me some pictures when I stood up from the altar and we finally got victory. Boy, my hair was crazy. And I told him, I said, "Is he still as real today as he was then?" "Yes, sir, he is." And he told me that for some reason or another, he finally was starting to figure out why he was going through what he was going through. He said, late one evening, after we had that conversation, that his buddy came and talked to him about some things he had been going through. And he looked him in his face and said, "I think the root of this matter is you don't know Christ." And that boy said, "I think that's exactly what it is." And because of his brokenness that the good shepherd carried for him, he got to see his friend trust and accept Christ that night. What are you saying tonight, Brother Joe? If you've heard anything other than this, don't miss what I'm about to tell you. Jesus loves you. You know the greatest song that's ever been written? "Jesus loves me. This I know." I know it's so simple, but what a joy. Other loves say, "Prove yourself." But Jesus said, "I've proved myself." Our Lord's goodness is inerrant in His nature. To call Him good is the same as calling Him God. That's what Warren Wiersbe said. To call Him good is the same as calling Him God. In other words, as long as He's God is as long as He'll be good. And if you know your Bible, He'll be God forever and ever and ever, which means He'll be good forever and ever and ever. His love is sacrificial in its payment. It's steadfast in His protection. But Brother Chicken, His love is sure in its promise. As sure as it was the day it was written, it's as sure now. You want to know what we need more than anything in this day and in this hour? It's just a head over heel fall in love with Jesus. Dr. Jenkins won't have to preach on tithing if we'll just love Jesus more. Dr. Jenkins won't have to preach on praying for your loved ones if we'll just love Jesus more. The greatest need of this hour is not more leather lung, gun barrel straight preaching. We need that though. The need of this hour is that the church would fall in love with him all over. I've been reading some stories. There was a lady in Myrtle, Mississippi. Her name was Dootsie Reynolds. She was called the Penny Lady. Brother Kelly, she was so poor, she would give pennies at a time. But she'd say one penny represents a soul that will come to know Christ through the ministry of this place. They tell me the happiest day of her life wasn't when she got $500, $1,000 in the bank. They say the happiest day of her life was when she found out that she was sick. Well, she was going to get to go see Jesus soon. And that preacher there told me that that night he walked into her room. He said the glory of God was hovering over that precious lady. He said, Brother Joe, I walked in and said, Sister Dootsie, what are you doing? She said, Preacher, do you see him? He said, what are you talking about, Dootsie? She said, Preacher, they're angels. They're all around this room. Brother Farley said, Sister Dootsie, it's okay, you can go now. And she said, Preacher, I've done told these angels I ain't going nowhere till he gets here. Preacher said, she slid back off into a coma. Minutes go by and Brother Mike, my God, I feel it in my soul. He said, out of nowhere, she perked up from her coma. And tears began to run down her cheeks. She said, there he is, the lover of my soul. In that moment, she went to be with Jesus. What are you saying tonight, Brother Joe? The greatest thing we'll ever do is love him. Man, I used to think the greatest thing we need is correcting everybody with our preaching. No, the greatest thing I can ever do for you is make you love Jesus more than you did this morning. He'll handle the rest. Church, we need to love him more. And as he reflects his Father's love to us, we reflect his love to everybody else. I love Jesus with all of my heart. Do you tonight? He's the good shepherd. You stand with me, every head bowed and every eye closed. The Lord spoke to your heart tonight. Why don't you just slip out of your seat? Come find yourself a place on your altar. Can I ask you tonight, humbly as I know how, church family, why do you do what you do? Do you do it because your name's on the sign-up sheet? Do you do it because that's what you've always done? Or do you do it because you love him? Boy, I love him tonight. He's the dearest friend I've ever had. While she sings, why don't we just love on the Lord tonight? Tell him what he means to us. Let him love on us. While she sings.